And he joins me right now to talk about Woke. The new series is streaming right now. He is the legend himself, Mr. JB Smoove. JB, how's it going, man?
Hey, man, I ain't complaining, man. You know, we just moving and shaking, man, tackling these amazing projects, man. And just happy to be, able to provide some amazing entertainment to people, man. So, you know, that's what we at right now, coming out of this craziness, but we moving.
I mean, you're always moving, brother. You're always doing something that's important and that, you know, that's touching people at a massive level, man. Let's talk about Woke. Tell me a little bit about the series and how you got involved in it.
You know what, man? It's amazing because I've been blessed to be able to do a lot of. I call this a little bit of animation, a little bit of live, because you know I play a pin to the main character, Keith. You know, he's a popular activist on the rise, you know, facing this crazy world, man, where woke has become a popular word, man. And, you know, and I think what is crazy about the character is a lot of times they'll call me about these characters. And, you know, I like them to have a meaning and something powerful behind them, but that doesn't always happen. Sometimes it's just me having fun, you know, whether it's doing, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the Smurfs, or Harley Quinn. But this is great because I'm playing opposite, you know, live characters. You know, I'm one of the animated characters on a live show. So this is great. And this new season, which it kind of picks up exactly where we left off at, which is, you know, this character Keith, man, has become, you know, he's become the voice of this woke climate we're in, you know. And I'm happy I'm back to be a part of that, man. So, and they're having the most fun because they're live characters, but I get a chance to have my input and navigate this dude's life, man. So I think I have the most fun because I'm the one who's amping them up, man, and tackle these crazy world. So
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. I mean, I always love how you know, we can get innovative with shows nowadays and you know, try to get more introspective. And I guess that's what the best kind of comedy is too, right? I mean, just a social commentary on the ridiculousness of the society that we're living in at the time. You know, it's just great. I mean, and that's also, you know, why Curb's so great. Because, you know, y'all get to really in a different way, kind of blow up, you know, kind of put us under the microscope and be like, look how crazy people are right now.
Yeah,
in the
man. World we are. Yes. And I think that's what makes great TV, man. You know, I think, you know, some folks like to deal with things, issues and human nature in different ways. You know, and I think the best way to tackle human nature and things we're going through is to, you know, put it in a real place, man. Put it on a real place. And then you have the branches become the humor or the knowledge or the motivation that springs off of that tree, you know? And I think that's what makes TV great in this climate that we're in right now. You know, there's so much content available right now, man. So, you know, it's so much available to you on TV right now, between all the streaming services and all that kind of stuff. So, I think that's what makes what's the possibilities as far as TV so strong right now, you know.
Do you ever, like, I guess, you know, I mean, the show is called Woke, and you know, again, that word nowadays can elicit a certain reaction in somebody, right? and I guess, do you ever worry about, you know, the comedy nowadays? And I know that's a question I'm sure you get a lot, but just because the sensitivity is at a kind of an all-time high, and I think that it's at all-time high for a good reason. We're understanding each other more than we did, you know, 10, 15 years ago, which I think is good. But are you ever worried about, you know, how a joke can be perceived? Because it seems like you're always maybe one away from something bad happening.
You can't help but think about it. But I think you know, I think we have to be very careful in how we proceed with all this, because, you know, we're in a climate where you're going to need some balance. You're going to need some balance because, you know, the straight news, the straight TV shows, you know, look at what you learn from regular TV shows. You know, I think we focus on things that are actually trying to take the sting off of the direct hit of the news, you know, the direct hit of you know, things going on in the world. I think humor is the best way to combat that, you know. But I think humor gets a bad rap because, you know, sometimes you say things in jest, but sometimes but for some reason, the comedian is, you know, we get it as if that is what we are actually using as a weapon, as opposed to using it as something that's going to eliminate the stress and bring down that level. And it's our take on the world that seems to be an issue. The world is what it is, but our take on the world can relieve some of that stress. So I think the comedian gets a bad rap sometimes. And I think we have to be careful because, you know, as we go forward with comedy, I mean, who's to say that, you know, you're at a comedy special and you're laughing at something and the camera's on you laughing? Who's to say your boss is watching that stand-up special or that show and he says, hey, I saw you in the audience laughing at this particular topic, you know, do you get fired? You know what I mean?
Right.
because your humor, you laugh at something that, you know, your boss or your corporation didn't think was funny. But, you know, I think we have to be careful how we proceed because the things you get from TV, the things you get from movies, I think are more powerful and more damaging sometimes if you look at it. You know, movies have gunplay. Movies have, you know, all different types of negative topics in movies and TV. And I think we have to be, you know, just as if we're going to be that cautious with comedians, we've got to be that cautious with everything, which is the domino effect to, you know, becoming stagnant in the world and not able to see a take on the world or hear a take on the world. So I think the comedian is the one that kind of falls on the sword a little bit because we're the ones who take chances, you know, to make you happy. So I think we have to be very careful in our movement with that. So,
man, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a you're on a Occam's razor, right? And that was a really profound answer. Real quick, I only have a couple more seconds here with you. Again, the series is called Woke. It's available right now, streaming right now. And we have JB Smoove on the line. First off, let me just give you a compliment, and then I'll ask you my final question. First off, you are probably the greatest dresser in all of entertainment today. The drip is phenomenal. It's off the charts. So I just, you know, from one guy who likes to dress in a suit to another, I just salute you on that, my man. And real quick, just for Curb Your Enthusiasm, only question, your favorite episode, because Leon has so many quotables. I can't tell you how many times I've told somebody, just topsy-turvy that MF-er. So what's your favorite episode of Curb?
You know what? Man, it's so funny that just last night we had our FYC event, which is for your consideration, event for this new season that just passed, but for nomination consideration. But yeah, man, I think I love the New York season, and I just love the New York season. I love Leon's arrival episode into New York, you know, from LA driving Larry's Prius. I think that is the funniest damn thing that he wouldn't fly because you need a driver's license to fly. I like that he took a chance and just drove across the country to be with Larry in New York from LA. I think that New York season is great because I'm a New Yorker and Larry's a New Yorker. I think it really was a fun season to be a part of the Michael J. Fox stuff and all that stuff. I think that was really my favorite season is when I was arriving into New York. Every season, I love all of them. You know, I just think, and I like Leon's when he first met Larry. I think that is a fun episode also.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. Curb Your Enthusiasm, one of the greatest shows of all time. And y'all go check out Woke on Hulu. He is JB Smoove. JB, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, appreciation always.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?